You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Oh, baby, I'm on the air and I'm everywhere. Matt the Cat back on the scene with my 78 RPM record machine. I'm trying to wax it to keep it clean. Make it gleam like my spleen, if you know what I mean. I'm in the ether and I'm prowling around those back alleys of rhythm and blues. And I got the key to the highway, too. I got me a John the Conqueror. I'm gonna mess with you. Welcome to another edition of The Juke in the Back, your weekly source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. And this week we continue our Behemoth series on Chess Records. I can't believe it, baby, but we're up to part 7, focusing on 1956. But in reality, we're gonna start the show with a couple of records from 1955. I hope you've been enjoying our weekly journey through this groundbreaking record label out of Chicago. Owned and managed by brothers Leonard and Phil Chess, two Polish immigrants that really made good. They turned their love of blues music into a money-making operation, first with nightclubs and then record labels. Now we trace their journey, starting from Leonard Chess acquiring control of Aristocrat Records, to then bringing his brother Phil on board and renaming the label Chess, to the launch of the Checker subsidiary. And in 1955, they started a new subsidiary, originally called Marteri Records. That was the combination of Leonard's son, Marshall, combined with Phil's son's name, Terry, Marteri. This label was going to focus more on jazz, but band leader Ralph Marteri, spelled differently, did not like that this label was so close to his name, and so after a few months, the Chess Brothers changed the name to Argo Records. Argo didn't just issue jazz releases, though. As we will see next week, Argo also issued rhythm and blues and blues records, just like Checker, just like Chess. Let's kick off this week's Juke in the Back on Chess Records with a 1955 record that's on the Parent label. It was written by Chess bassist and A&R man Willie Dixon and has become one of his best known songs. Rocker Johnny Rivers would put it in the pop top 10 in 65, but the original recording of The Seventh Son by Willie Maben didn't chart. Chess released it as number 1608 in October of 55, but it was recorded way back on June 1st. And because, baby, in this whole round world, there is only one, let's kick off the program with Willie Maben and The Seventh Son.
To pass, I can do things for you, makes your heart feel glad. I can look in the skies and predict the rain. I can tell when a woman's got another man. I'm the one. I'm the one. Tight. I can make you cry for me both day and night. I can heal the sick and raise the dead. And I can wake your little girl's talk all out of your head. I'm the one. Well, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one they call the seventh son. sounds so sweet. I'll make your loving heart even skip a beat. I can take you, baby, and hold you in my arms and make the flesh quiver. Lovely bones, I'm the one.
You've heard it thing. Let me buy you wedding ring. Let me hear the choir sing. Oh, you've heard it thing. You've heard it thing. Let me walk you down the aisle. Darling, wear a lovely smile.
King of the Ham Bone Beat, Bo Diddley, and Oh, You Pretty Thing. Released as Checker 827 in November of 55, it didn't chart until January, where it hit number 4. It was recorded way back on July 15th, featuring Lester Davenport on blues harp, Bring It to Jerome Green on maracas, and Clifton James on the tubs. Up next on The Juke in the Back, as we feature Chess Records, Part 7, 1956. We're going to pay tribute to the hitmaker that was Chuck Berry in 56. He charted 5 records this year. But man, I can't play them all. We just don't have time, or there'll be no time to play anybody else. So I've put together a Chuck Berry hits collage. We'll kick it off with his last charting record of 55, 30 Days. It hit number 2 in October, and the reason why it didn't top the charts is because the Platters, Only You, kept it out of the top spot. Ronnie Hawkins would make it a pop hit in 1959 when he changed the name from 30 Days to 40 Days. We'll follow that up with No Money Down, which hit number 8 in March of 56. Then Roll Over Beethoven, which hit number 2 in June. It was kept out of the top spot by Fats Domino's I'm In Love Again. Then the double-sided hit, Too Much Monkey Business, which was number 4 in October, and its flip side, Brown-Eyed Handsome Man, which hit number 5. Cats and kittens, here's the Chuck Berry 1956 Hits Collage.
I'll give you 30 days to get back home. I done called up a gypsy woman on the telephone. I'm gonna send out a worldwide hoodoo. That'll be the very thing that'll suit you. I'm gonna see that you'll be back home in 30 days. For 30 days. Oh, 30 days. I want railroad air horns and a military spot. And I want a 5-year guarantee on everything I got. I want $10 deductible. I want $20 notes. I want $30,000 liability. That's all she wrote. I'm got me a car and I'm headed on down. I got the rockin' pneumonia, I need a shot of rhythm and blues. I caught the rolling off the rider sitting down at a rhythm review. I roll over Beethoven, they're rockin' in 2x2. Well, if you feel it and like it, go get your lover, then reel and rock it. Roll it over, then move on up, just a trifle further, then reel and rock with. Run another, roll over Beethoven, dig these rhythm and blues. Running to and fro, hard working at the mill, never fail in the mail, yet come a rotten bill. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved in. 2-3 the count, with nobody on, he hit a high fly into the stand. Round the third, he was headed for home. It was a brown-eyed handsome man that won the game. It was a brown-eyed handsome man.
I saw my baby walking with another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. When I asked her what's the matter, this is what I heard her say. See you later, alligator, after a while, crocodile. 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 Can't you see you're in the way now? Don't you know you can't my style? I'm sorry, pretty daddy, you know my love is just for you. She said, I'm sorry, pretty daddy, you know my love is just for you. Won't you say that you forgive me, say that you still love me too. I said, wait a minute, baby. See you later, alligator, after a while, crocodile. sure you grab my style.
One of Louisiana's finest, Bobby Charles. And that one came out of his first session, and right out of the gate, it was a hit, topping out at number 14 on the rhythm and blues lists in March of 1956. It was recorded in New Orleans in October, and it was issued on Chess single number 1609 in November of 55. A white kid raised on Cajun and country music, he was only 17 when talent scout and New Orleans band leader Paul Gayton brought him to the Chess Brothers. Bill Haley and his Comets cover went to number 6 on the pop charts. Up next, man, McKinley Morganfield is back. As he charted this one at the very end of December of 55, he was all set up to have a great 56. It's Sugar Sweet, recorded on November 3rd, released at the end of the month, and by the end of December, it sat at number 11. Chess number 1612, Muddy Waters and his guitar with Sugar Sweet.
I want to tell about my baby, speak of her with pride. She goes out the way just to make me satisfied. She's my baby, she's my baby. Call her sugar, sugar never was so sweet. Well, I ain't no surprise, she served me in bed. She manicured to my nail, scratched down the front of my head. She's my baby, she's my baby, what a treat. Well, I can't call her sugar, sugar never was so
generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Charles Liebman, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Mark and Marion McAlpine, and contributors Michael Carey, Pamela Isabel, Jeffrey Ehrlich, Glenn Dicker, Scott Velarde, Bob Keller, Adrian Fidelani, Wayne Novak, Joe Costello. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
Miss Rosa here, keeping the tubes warm and the drinks cool at the Juke in the Back.
I don't care how long you're gone, I don't care how long you stay, but good kind treatment go bring you home someday. But someday, baby, you ain't gonna trouble poor me anymore. You just keep on betting that the dice won't pass. Well, I know you're leaving. Well, you call that gone. Well, without love, you can't stay long. But someday, baby, you ain't gonna trouble for me anymore. Well, goodbye, baby. Come on, shake my hand.
He's really feeling it. Muddy Waters, Trouble No More, hitting number 7 on the National Rhythm and Blues lists in early 1956. That was the flip side of Sugar Sweet. And I'm Matt the Cat, serving up a solid hour of chess blues and rhythm and blues, vocal groups, and so much more this week on the Juke in the Back as I present part number 7 of our multi-part series on chess records. This one focuses on 1956. Let's keep it going with the third release for the vocal group The Flamingos. Now, this is their third release for Checker Records. They had already had several releases for Chicago's Chance and Parrot labels. What makes this one extra special is that this is their first nationally charting record, I'll Be Home. It was probably recorded in that little studio in the back of the new Chess offices, located on South Cottage Grove Avenue. That would be against union rules, but I'm not going to say anything if you don't. It was probably recorded in December of 55 and released in either late December or early January. By February, it was topping out at number 5. And it's one of their greatest records. With Nate Nelson on lead vocal, here are the Flamingos with I'll Be Home.
I'll be home, my darling. Please wait there for me. We'll stroll together. Once more love will be free. The corner trust of each Saturday we would meet. I'd walk you home in the moonlight. All of
Dig that dirty, filthy, nasty guitar played by Hubert Sumlin. Oh, does it get any better than that? Smokestack Lightning, Howlin' Wolf. You know, that tune was originally recorded by Muddy Waters. Chess was going to release Muddy's version until Wolf covered it. And then they held it back and didn't put out Muddy's version of that for several years. That was issued as Chess number 1618. He recorded it in January, and it hit number 8 nationally in March. You know, don't count Little Walter out for 1956. He did have one charting record that year, and we're gonna hear it now as we feature 1956 Chess Records releases on the Juke in the Back, even though this one technically comes out on Chess's Checker subsidiary. It was written by Bernard Roth of Gary, Indiana. He wrote some great blues tunes from Muddy Waters, like Just to Be With You, and the record we're going to hear right after this Little Walter record, 40 Days and 40 Nights. Little Walter recorded this one in December of 55. It was released as Checker number 833 in February, and by April it had climbed to number 7. Here's Little Walter and his Jukes with Who.
Who told you that I was fooling around? Who told you that I was doing in town? Whoever told you, baby, better get out of town. Who told you that I was cheating last night? Who told you that I ain't doing this right? Whoever told you, baby, better get out of sight.
Down.
She's my life, I need her soul. Why she left, I just don't know. 40 days and 40 nights since I sat right down and cried. Keep raining all the time, but the river is running dry. Lord, help me, it just ain't right. I love that girl with all of my mind. 40 days and 40 nights since my baby broke my heart. Searching for every while, like a blind man in the dark. Love can make a poor man rich, or make it hard, I don't know which. Ship out on the sea. Praying for her each night that she would come back home to me. Life and love is right. I hope she come back home tonight.
Oh, Muddy. Muddy, muddy, muddy. Little Walter takes a nice harp solo in that one. 40 days and 40 nights. It hit number 7 in May of 1956 as chess number 1620. I guess you could call that their pilgrim release. That one's for Rob in Brooklyn. You're welcome. The Flamingos return with another fantabulous side. Recorded in February, it hit number 12 in June. It's another stone-cold vocal group classic. Nate Nelson back on lead with A Kiss From Your Lips. As we feature 1956 and the Chess and Checker releases that year, right here on the Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Story still untold.
from your lips.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring Chess Records, and I want to focus on a group that you would know later as a Motown group. I'm talking about the Four Tops. They began their career at Pershing High School in Detroit in 1953, calling themselves the Four Ames. But they had to change the name because even though it was spelled differently, they thought it might be confused with the Ames Brothers. They first recorded for the Grady label, and then Chess in 56. Columbia Records put out a Four Tops single in 1960, and so did Riverside Records in 62. They wouldn't hit the big time until Motown in 64. But this week's Great 78 finds the Four Tops in 56 on Chess number 1623, singing about a bunch of different girls and asking that musical question, could it be you?
I'm a looking. Trying my best to find some little girl who will share this love of mine. Could it be you, Mary Lou? Could it be you, Susan May? Could it be you, Lucille? Could it be you, Maybelline? Could it be you, honey child, who will share this love of mine?
Dooby-doo-wop,
she must be willing and able to love me right in the middle of the day and all time tonight. She must love me long, love me strong, until my heart beats the tune like a bell ding dong. Could it be you who will share this love of mine? Every minute of the hour, and every hour of the day, and every day of the week, and every week of the month, and every month of the year. And baby, look here, I need your love, year after year. Could it be you, Dolores? Could it be you? Could it be you, Gloria? Could it be you? 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 You are the child who will share this love of mine. Willing and able to love me right in the middle of the day and all times of night. She must love me long, love me strong, until my heart rings the tune like a bell ding dong. Could it be you who shares this love of mine? Could it be you, Dolores? Could it be you? Could it be you, Gloria? Could it be you? Could it be you, Chiquita? Could it be you? Could it be you, Kalina? Could it be you? You are the child who will share this love of mine.
This is Bobby the Bobcat. You're listening to Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat. Da 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 da.
We go together like castles and kings, birds of a feather. Let's go steady,
about midnight movies and balcony seats, left so steady. You are my first love. So please listen to me. Someday we will be side by side. Come over and you meet my folks. Let's go steady. You are my first love. So please listen to me. Someday we will be side by side. Come over and you meet my folks. Let's go steady. You are my first love. You are my first love. You are my first love.
The moon glows, we go together. You know, that's always been one of my favorite Moon Glow songs. But I never thought it sounded as good as the rest of them sound quality wise. And now that I think about it, maybe that song was recorded in the back room of the Chess offices as well. Because the sound quality isn't nearly as good as what they were recording up at Universal Recorders, like the sound quality of Sincerely, which is fantastic. Released as Chess number 1619 in April of 56, it hit number 9 in July. You've got Harvey Fuqua and Bobby Lester sharing the lead on that one, and Alan Freed played it to death on WINS in New York. Cashbox Magazine, Billboard Magazine's top rival, ranked it as the pick of the week in April. I'm at the Cat, and you're digging Chess Records, part number 7. 1956 on this week's Juke in the Back, your home for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, baby. Up next, the beginning of soul legend Billy Stewart's career. You see, when Bo Diddley moved to Washington, D.C., he had his own studio inside his house on Rhode Island Avenue Northeast. He went around listening to D.C. talent. One of the groups he heard was the Rainbows. And one of the voices he liked about the Rainbows was Billy Stewart. So he got Billy a contract with Chess Records, and Bo is playing guitar on Billy's Blues. Now this came out as a double-sided single, part one and part two. Part one was the instrumental, part two is the vocal side. So let's play part two so we can hear early Billy Stewart. Chess 1625. Here's Billy's Blues, part two. Thank you.
'cause I love you so.
That you love me, that's why I fell. I'm not sure about you, baby, only time will tell. The lies that you told me, they just don't gel. I'm not sure about you, baby, only time will tell.
Bobby Charles with his second and final charting record, though he would have a major comeback in the 1970s, that's Time Will Tell. Chess number 1628, it hit number 11 in August. Great, great New Orleans rhythm and blues making the national charts. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed part 7 of our multi-part series on Chess Records. We've gone all the way from the very beginnings of Aristocrat Records in 1947 up to where we are now, towards the end of 56. And we are towards the end of this Chess Records special. For next week, we're going to wrap it up with part 8. We're going to play a few more records from 1956. We're going to dip our toe into 1957 for a couple of important releases. But by this time, rhythm and blues is really crossing over into rock and roll. And this is about the time that the juke in the back ducks out. So to round out next week's program, I'm going to play a couple of records that we left behind on our way from 47 to 57. So I hope you'll join me, cats and kittens. Until then, remember, soul, it's a feeling. And you get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues right here on the Juke in the Back. Let's go out with one more record from the Moonglows. And finally, Harvey Fuqua has a lead. It's Seesaw, recorded in July. It hit number 6 in September. Chess number 1629, the release that chronologically followed Bobby Charles' Time Will Tell. Look at how Chess was just putting out the gold at this point. Have yourselves a wonderful week, everybody, and I'll catch y'all on that flip side for part 8 of Chess Records next time. You go up, down, up. You're like a seesaw, baby. Bye-bye.
Your love is like a seesaw, baby.
Seesaw.
Your love is like a seesaw, baby.
Seesaw.
First it's up and then it's down. It changes so fast, never hits the ground. It goes up, down, and up. I like a seesaw, baby. When you said you'd be my baby.
Seesaw.
Well, when you said you'd be my baby.
Seesaw.
But at this rate it won't last a year. It goes up, down, and up, all like a seesaw, baby.
Monday,
it's a hugging and a kiss, man.
Tuesday,
something I've been missing.
Wednesday,
everything is fine.
Thursday,
you done change your mind.
Friday,
it's the day we make up.
Saturday,
the day we break up.
Sunday,
things are going all right.
Monday,
you want to start a fight.
Yo-yo,
it's like a seesaw, baby.
Seesaw.
Up ahead, it goes up, down, and up. I like a seesaw, baby. You done change your mind.
Friday,
it's the day we make up.
Saturday,
the day we break up.
Sunday,
things are going all right.
Monday,
you won't start a fight.
You're love,
like a seesaw, baby.
Seesaw.
Well,
love,
seesaw, baby.
Seesaw.
First you glad, and then you mad. You the strangest girl I ever had. It goes up, down, and up. I like a seesaw, baby.
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeinthebeck.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.